joining me here in the studios from the Tawas Bay Players. It's a raffle day today. Deb Du Bois. Good morning, Deb.
Good morning, Kevin.
How are you today?
Not too bad.
Not too bad. All right. And Keith Frank is here, too. Good morning, Keith.
Good morning, Kevin.
How are you doing?
Not too bad.
Not too bad. All right. It's raffle drawing day today. It seems like it gets here faster and faster, doesn't it?
Yes, it does.
Man, oh, man. But you guys are out all summer long selling raffle tickets, and we are going to do that drawing. But first, Keith, you're going to tell us about the season you guys have coming up. Looks pretty good.
Yeah, we got a pretty good season. In fact, we started off already the past couple of weeks with our what we call Tawas Bay Players After Dark. We did a program or a play called Love, Loss, and What I Wore, and that was quite well received. After hours, or after dark, after hours, whatever we want to call it.
Mm-hmm.
It's a little more adult themed plays, and we're doing them as a special performance, not part of our regular season. So that was the first venture into that field, and we'll see how that goes for the future. But coming up next on our schedule, we'll be doing a play called I'll Be Back Before Midnight, and that's going to be opening on October 14th. It'll run the 14th, 15th, and 16th, the 20th, 21st, 22nd, and 23rd. It's kind of a thriller. It's a story of Jan, a young housewife who's recovering from some nervous disorders. She and her husband run a farmhouse from an old farmer that relishes in telling gruesome ghost stories, and then the husband's strange sister shows up, and all sorts of frightening events occur, and the bodies start piling up. Following that performance, we'll be doing Country Legends 2, which is a country western musical review being performed by Dennis Schakowsky and a host of his country western musicians that he's known and performed with over the years. That's going to be on Friday, Saturday, Sunday, October 28th, 29th, and 30th. And for those of you that didn't get a chance to see the original Country Legends, it was a great show, and we encourage everybody to come on out. Following the Country Legends in February, on the 10th, 11th, and 12th, 16th, 17th, 18th, and 19th, we'll be doing a play called The Spitfire Grill that takes place in a small town in Wisconsin in Hannah's Spitfire Grill. The grill is for sale, but there's no taker, so they decide to run a raffle, and for $100 and an essay on why you want to buy it or why you want to own the grill, you may own it. So pretty soon the mail starts arriving by the wheelbarrow full, and all sorts of things are cooking at the Spitfire Grill. Following that, we have Second Samuel, which will be on May 12th, 13th, 14th, 18th, 19th, 20th, and 21st. And this is a drama that takes place in the late 40s in a South Georgia town called Second Samuel. Unfortunately, Miss Gertrude, the town matriarch, has passed away, and all sorts of deep secrets about the town start to be revealed, and nobody could have imagined how the death of one sweet little old lady is going to turn the entire town upside down. And then our summer show for 2017, we're going to be reprising Greater Tuna on July 14th, 15th, and 16th, 20th, 21st, 22nd, and 23rd. For those of you not familiar with it, the play is takes place in the third smallest town in Texas, Tuna, Texas. And there are only two actors in the show that play a couple of radio hosts, and they also each play 10 other characters.
Wow.
So they say this would be about the third time, I think, we've performed this.
But it's been about 20 years, and 20, 25 years, and people keep asking for
okay.
it.
Okay. Yeah, the last time we did Greater Tuna is during our fundraising season when we were renovating the theater, and we did it as dinner theater at the Holiday Inn at that time.
Yeah, so, okay.
And that's our season for 2016-17.
Check out the website, right? All this stuff is right there. That's the best place to go.
Yep, www.tawasbayplayers.com.
All right. And now the moment they've all been waiting for, Deb. We are going to draw the winners for some nice prizes. And where do we start?
Well, we're going to start with our first prize, but let me tell you that we'd like to thank everybody who bought tickets and participated, and my helpers and my drivers and my workers. This is our 17th summer doing the raffle, and we're proud to give away first prize, a John Deere lawn tractor with a bagger. That's our first ticket.
So that's the first one I'm drawing. We're starting right at the top, are we?
Mm-hmm.
All right. It is It looks like Vicky Pease of Tawa City, P-E-A-S-E. Vicky from Tawa City. So congratulations to Vicky Pease, I'm going to go with, or Pease. Congratulations. That's our first big winner. All right.
All right. Our second prize is our Weber 48,000 BTU Weber gas grill with cover, cooking utensils, scrubber, all sorts of cool things.
Ooh, nice. Yeah. All right. And I've reached in and pulled out the name. It looks like, is it Kathy Cooley of East Tawas? C-U-L-Y? Could that be it? That's what it kind of looks like there. Kathy Cooley of East Tawas. All right. There you go. All right.
And
what's
our
next?
Third prize is a $300 cash prize.
Oh, nothing wrong with that. I could go to some good use. All right. I'm reaching way into the big sack here of numbers. And all right. Let's see. Who did I pull out? Cassie Rays of National City. Cassie Rays of National City. Good job. All right. $300 there. And
fourth prize, $200.
Oh, man. Fourth prize of $200. All right. Mixing stuff up here real good. And all right. It goes to Brian Biscalonis of Plymouth, Michigan. Oh, our first
out of towner.
Brian Biscalonis of Plymouth, Michigan wins. All right.
That's our $200 fourth prize, our $100 fifth prize.
$100 fifth prize. All right. Mix them all up here. This one feels pretty good. Nick Williams of Hubbard Lake.
Another out-of-towner.
Yeah.
That's great.
Nick Williams of Hubbard Lake, a winner of $100. All right.
Our last prize is two season tickets to the 2016-17 season.
All right. Nothing wrong with that either. From what we've heard with Keith, they're a great season coming up. So you'll enjoy all those plays, two tickets. And that is, we hit them all out of town after that. David Hinkle of Livonia.
Wow. Well, that's cool. In-towners, yeah. Out-of-towners. That's what we like.
A little bit of all of them. There you go. So congratulations to all the winners. And you guys will gear up for the season, and then, Deb, you'll rest for a while and then be ready to go next summer, won't you?
Yep. Actually, I am directing next summer's show, but it's a piece of cake because it's going to be fun, and it's just two, and they're a couple of the characters. The two guys are reprising their parts from before, so it'll be lots of fun.
Very good. Well, Deb Du Bois, Keith Frank from the town. Oh, you got one more thing. I'm sorry.
Yep. I just want to say a big thank you to John Carroll, WKJC, to you, Kevin. Every year you give us such great support all throughout the year, and especially for letting us do the raffle every year.
Glad to do it, for sure. And I love crossing paths with you out there in the summertime at all those big events. But Keith and Deb, thank you for coming in, and I'll look forward to seeing you, I'm going to assume, next September sometime.
Well, hopefully before then.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure. Well, you guys take care and have a great season.
You too. And thank you again, Kevin.